We continue with our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center this morning. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Chief Nursing Officer Shannon Noctigal, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, as always, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers.
Seth, the state has tested 56,431 individuals so far. 52,906 have been negative. So there's confirmed positive cases of 3,525 across the state. Of those 3,525, there's 89 that are currently in the hospital, 16 that are currently on vents, and unfortunately, everything else is down, but unfortunately our deaths have crept up to about 83 on a statewide basis. In Baxter County, we've tested, according to the Arkansas Department of Health, 343 individuals have been tested. And 338 of those are negative, and 5 are positive. And I'll just make a comment. If you look on that website, you'll also notice that we have 5 that have recovered. So that's a good sign. That's a real good sign. And as a system, we're testing, you know, pre-surgical and doing a lot of testing right now. And so we're up to 446 tests. We do report those to the Arkansas Department of Health, but obviously there's a little bit of a lag there.
All right. Well, Ron, I know you're getting questions about what services at the hospital are still being impacted by COVID-19. Can you let the listeners know what's now open?
Well, yes, Brad. When you talk about what services are impacted, I think every service in the hospital is still impacted, and we still feel the effects of the COVID-19. But as far as open, the easiest way to put it is by next week, everything will be open. And so we want to make sure that people understand there's still some restrictions, like on surgeries. We can do the surgeries that where you don't stay overnight if they're elective. So there's some modifications, but the best way to really understand what's open or if you can get your procedure that you've been waiting or kind of putting off is to just call your physician and ask and see if you can get it scheduled, because we are open, whether it's, you know, a lot of people are asking about mammographies. Our breast imaging center is open. We're doing the mammographies, the needle localizations, the bone density exams. We're doing GI procedures. We're doing MRIs. We're doing CT scans. Our pain clinic is open, and we're doing interventional procedures there along with visits. And so really just about everything is open.
And this includes the lab and radiology as well?
You know, I did not mention those, Brad, so that's a really good point. Lab and radiology both. You can come in and get a lab test anytime, and any type of radiology exam that you want, I believe it's open.
Now, what about the clinics in the area? Are they open, and will they continue to use telehealth?
You know, I think that's one thing that COVID has done is it's changed the way we are going to practice some medicine. And I believe the telehealth will probably be used in about 20-25% of all visits in clinics, but all the clinics are open. We'd encourage people to go to their primary care. You know, as you put things off because you're trying to avoid COVID, that causes other issues, and so we want to make sure that you get in, want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, and things are taken care of as soon as possible. So our clinics are open. Primary care clinics have drive-through, they have telehealth, they have on-site visits, and I think every clinic in the community is open and is willing to see patients. And Shannon will talk about this, but we're also making sure that we have a safe environment for everybody, whether it's in the hospital or in the clinic.
Well, Shannon, let's talk more about that, about the precautions the hospital is taking, and should people feel safe coming into the facilities?
Yeah, we understand as people now are starting to come back into the hospital, there is a fear that if you come to the hospital, there's a chance that you could get coronavirus. And so I want to reassure people to really look at the facts. You know, we have over 1,700 employees, none of which tested positive for COVID. We've not had a surge of COVID patients in our community or at the hospital. Early on, we increased our cleaning practices and disinfecting practices. We screen at the door everybody that comes in, including employees and physicians, visitors, patients, for symptoms, for temperature, for traveling to areas of where coronavirus is, and any potential exposure. We require face coverings when you enter our facility. We have all the proper personal protective equipment in place for our employees to use taking care of any patient that might be infectious. We've had the UV light in place now for several years. We use the UV light as an extra disinfectant practice, and we use it in our operating rooms. We use it in our patient rooms. We use it in the emergency department. And we use it after the rooms have been cleaned as an extra precaution because the UV light does kill anything that might be missed. We are staggering appointment times to avoid large amounts of people in any certain waiting area. And, you know, I think we really have done everything possible to create a safe environment here, and I think our numbers show it by the fact that we just don't have any COVID in our facility. So I encourage you, please come back. Welcome home to Baxter. Come back if you need to for emergent or urgent needs as well as now elective things. Come back in and get your screening test. Get those procedures you've been putting off, because that can certainly cause health issues in the future. And I just want to assure you that it is safe here, and we are ready and prepared to take care of you.
Shannon, how is the process for surgeries different now with the extra precautions you have to take?
So the governor has allowed us to do urgent, essential, emergent type procedures. And then about a week ago, he allowed us to start doing same-day surgeries, so those patients that go home the same day after their surgery. And in order to prepare for that, he also mandated that we test all these patients for COVID-19, and they have to be tested within 48 hours of their procedure. So that's why Ron reported our testing numbers are up. We're testing these patients prior to their procedure to assure that they are COVID negative before bringing them into the facility.
Very good. Stephanie, of course, last week we had the drive-through testing event that UAMS hosted up here in Mountain Home. Any follow-up on the results yet?
We have not received any follow-up per se from UAMS, but we have heard from some in the community that they are starting to receive their negative results from the personnel there at UAMS. And, of course, looking at our map, it does not show any additional positives, so that's great news.
What about testing supplies? How's the hospital doing there?
We continue to have limited testing, and we are working on this daily to try to get as many testing kits and swabs as we can. Also, you know, for the pre-surgery and pre-procedure testing for the 48-hour turnaround time, we are looking at alternatives for sending those out and getting those back within 48 hours.
Okay. Ron, anything else we need to talk about this morning?
Brett, as I was thinking about that, I think there's probably three things I'd like to mention. One is that we are following the governor's and Dr. Nate Smith, the Secretary of Health, directives very closely. We are providing an extremely safe environment, so we want people to feel safe when they come in, and if they need procedures, we want them to feel like they should be able to come in. We want to remind them that our whole purpose of being here is to make sure that we provide comprehensive services so that people don't have to travel far distances to get those services, and we are back open and providing those services. And then I'd like to close with, we are really blessed with having such good people working here at the hospital. And today is National Nurses Day, and I want to thank our nurses for the great job that they do.
Woo, woo, woo! Happy Nurses Day!
Hey, guys, great information as always. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, Ron, Shannon, Stephanie, and Tobias this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.